holding and tasteless. Tastes as the kosher. Tastes as the kosher. Why need it? We don't say nesel. Your vomit that is needed b'shas nefile. Even after she's metaheres, she'll be nesel, and she'll be potter meibu. One tells Tesis answer that Nesla is only an Arias, Dumin Achosisha. Neither doesn't have that Shem El, but Bemele is no Nesla. And Tesis says a second tell. Come is on the second tell of Tesis. Void Nir Lechal. The Achosisha, Avot Pishaneso Ishtay Achakach, is a din of Nesla. Shublet is Dokik Leibum, Kaven Shenifte Rosho Achas. שמשנה דרכי או דרכי נעים, כדאום ויש מוטורקס. אפילו היחד אלה מתחם מהבייסה לגמרי, כגון שיש אחים אחרים אסור על זה שמייסה אישתי. כדאום יבוא יבוא לדאחים, כל יבוא משנה קירו ושסניפו לי יבוא מיובר לו. הרי כשסער שיש לו בולים ואסור, עוד אין זה דרכי נעים, אם יש לו להזדקק לזה שנפטרו ממנו. אבל נידו דרכי נעים, ידע לבי לנם יצריכו להמתין עד שתתה. סבול את תייסס הסתם. Zog Tesis in the second Teretz, even if Nida would be a Erve, without the Teretz that Nida is not a Erve, even if Nida would be a Erve, even so Zog Tesis will not be Nesro in Nida. Why? Because the Yesod of Nesro is Darki Noya. That it's not nice Shetachzu v'tizdakek l'mi sheniftero emenu. This is the Yesod of Nesro. We learn it out from Darkei Noyam, like the Loshna Gemara and the Pesayin Amud Beis. B'meile Zog Tesis, and Achos Isha is a Svore, she'ein ze Darkei Noyam, she'tachzu v'tizdakek leze she'nifteru ha'imenu. But by Nida, what she would have to wait till she will go to the mikveh, and she has to wait and she can't get married, Dosi Nishkel Chisoron and Darkei Noyam. Shelebailo gamken tzricho lehamtim. She doesn't feel different. It's not strange. She anyway waits. So while she anyway waits, there's no chisoron of Darkei Noyam. We'll explain later this knech mitzad atzmoi. But what is the teretz of this? The first teretz place is said it's not Nesro. Why is not Nesro here? The reason that there's no Nesro is because it's not a erve. She's not out. Nesra is only by Arayas, Dumya, Nachos Isha. The second tenets of Tesis is, no. The reason it's not Nesra is not because it's not an Erva. Even if it's an Erva, it's no Nesra, because the Yesod of Nesra is Giboit, is built, is Meyusad, and Darkei Noyam. She'ein ze Darkei Noyam, she'tachzo v'tizdakek l'mi she'nifteru emenu la. And here, the fact that she would have to wait is no chisoron on Darkei Noyam. This is the Yesod of Tesis. Zok Tesis. If I may ask it, such a Yesod that Nesro is Giboitan Darkei Noyam, that ain't the Darkei Noyam, Shetachzo v'tizdakek l'mi sheniftero emenu, it's not nice. Of them is Giboit Nesro, and b'meila I'm telling you that in Nido is no Nesro. Why? Because there's no Chison Shetachzo v'tizdakek by a Nido. Why is no Chison Shetachzo v'tizdakek by a Nido? Because even Lebay lo tzricho lehamdin. So it's no chisoron of Darkei Noyam shetachzo v'tizdakek. Memele by Nida is no chisoron of Darkei Noyam. For he tases on himself, if I may ask it, that the Yesod of Nesro is giboit on Darkei Noyam. She'ein ze Darkei Noyam shetachzo v'tizdakek. And Memele, I'm telling you that by Nida is no chisoron of Darkei Noyam. Lechaure, every Yevomo, the Loitcheme Haibese, also will be no Chisoron of Nesro. three brothers are married, two married, two sisters, and one dies. So you write that one cannot marry his wife because it's a helmet. Oh, but she's not mutar lashuk. So anyway, she's waiting. She has to wait for that yavam. And then later, my wife dies. Why I can't do yibum? So till now, Zoktesis, I thought, Nesro! Varmishas, the fetus, she was Nesro. But now that I'm saying that Nesro is limited. And Nesro goes together with Darchei Noyam. And when it's Noyam, I don't say that it's a chisorin of Nesro. When it's Noyam, I'm not saying that it's a chisorin of Nesro. If when it's Noyam, I'm not saying a chisorin of Nesro. So Frektesves. So even below Yitchem Ha'ai Beisei, why are we saying Nesro? Again, before Teisa said, I done Nesro. Just the feeling she's not Roy Le'ibum, she's out. But now I'm saying no. The aside of the Nesro is because the Ein Zenoya. And the male it's only in a regular Erva, but a needle that anyway waits for a husband is no Chisor of Darki Noya. Frektesis on himself, if this is my Chidush, that this is the gathering of Nesro, so now I'm stalling a Kashin. This is the first the pshat in Tesis. Voynir lechalik. Now, his ish arav bishem eizah ish tashu l'tzalim kibit she nema dar kinoya. Kida mo ish betur as afilu eichad lim vachilu eichad lim mitchem ha beizah legamre ki goyin she yesh achim acheri masu al zeh shem eizah ish toy. Why? So Tesis dein zeh dar kinoya im yesh lo lizdakik lezeh she nifter ha imenu. It's also not Noyam. She was potu from him and now she's chayef to him. It's also a chisor. So this is saying a knetch in Darki Noyam. Then this is also Nishkin Darki Noyam. Again, before that, I don't have to explain. She's out. She never comes back in. Kol Yevomo, Shenesro Shachas, Nesro Elomis. Yen Noyam, not Noyam. Doesn't make a difference. But now that I'm saying that it's totally in Darki Noyam. It's only if it's yes, nice, and not nice. And this is the reason I'm saying that by me there's no chisorim, because it's nice, because it's not a chisorim, it doesn't look not nice, because anyway, the Bible comes, gets rid of everything. So, Tesis, so every year, Vomo, that is no yitcha my base, she's anyway not free, she's anyway stuck, so there's no chisorim in Darki Noyam. So, Tesis, even so, ain't in Darki Noyam, she tachzu with his daki, because there's a nifte moiman. This is the Tesis. Zotre Belchon. And this is the Pashtus. I want first to build the Pashtus and then to start to go up. Lemalo, lemalo. The Pashtus of the Belchonot is a Chakiri of what is Darki Noya. If Darki Noyam, the Pshat is a Yalfuse, or Darki Noyam is a Sibe. It's a Raya or it's a Sibe. I will explain. Rashi and Daf Pizayim. When the Gemara speaks about Hoyu Lebenim, Vemesu, Le'achara Nefile, Zogt Rashi, Vezu She'esh Leben, Mesu Bnoi Teva Choletz, Zerim Izgan Rambaylo, Hilpach, Al Kolchoch Ben Eloi Bishas Mise Keoma, the Darki Noyam is teaching me how to darshan the Pasuk. Oh, but not that today I handle Darki Noyam. To explain it, I'll bring you a Minchas Chinuch. Is aloche, we learned chamoy, so if someone marries his mother-in-law, you have to burn him. Sreif, how you burn him? Moshe, how you burn the person? You know how you burn the person? What? So the Gemara had a tzad gedai toch, that maybe you make a fire and you just throw the guy in. So we open his mouth, we take aver, a kind of metal, we melt it, and it drips into his mouth, and it burns him when it goes down. So the male is nice, it's not like you're burning him up. So now when Hashem said Sreife, Hashem meant Eiver, or Hashem meant fire? Eiver, that is that metal we call Eiver. What Hashem meant when he meant Sreife? Where is the Nefke meaning? Where is the nafkamina? Zog de Minchas Chinuch, what happens if you're in a city that they don't have that eiver? They're right out of it. And the guy is chayav misa sreifa, they burn him? Or not? Zog de Razi. If it's a gilui, but when Hashem meant sreifa, it doesn't mean fire. Afilu shteis ba'esh tisreifa. It doesn't mean fire. It's a gilui. Other than Hashem said to Birnu, Yidin, v'ahavta l'reach kamoicho, b'roir l'miso yofo. Send the Gemara in the beginning of Ksuvis, in the beginning of Elunayas. Gemara says, besaif. Gemara glares with a knife or with a koifitz. All different ways how to cut off his head. So the Gemara, b'roir l'miso yofo, we do the nicest way. Klesdom in Chaschinuch, they don't have that knife. You take a koifitz, chop him off. And a hammer, like a big hammer. Zog the Gemara, if the pshat is, Hashem said to kill him. Yidden, we try to do the nicest way. If we can't do the nice way, we do the other way. Other name, the high. When we have droshes in the Teire, lo lo mi isha, then Eved is potum. So now we know that Eved is potum in mitzvah, it's a Zevi Aisha. It's not a din lo lo, it's a droshe. B'roi lo mi sayofa is a droshe. Darchia darchinoia, the Teire is nice. The Teire doesn't mean to burn people on a tree. Other name, Hashem said to burn him. So those are halachos. We're trying to be nice. How nice that we cook? If we could burn them in an easy way, we'll burn them in an easy way. If we can't burn them in an easy way, we'll burn them in a hard way. But yeah, doesn't make a difference how we'll do it. Doesn't shine. So Michas Chinuch clears, and Sreifa, if you don't have it in the city, if we do, we go back to the tree, or it's a Giluk, Koyfitz. The same Shiloh we have in the Moshe of the Gemara in Sukkah. There's three Gemoras. Sreifa, and Chene, and Saif. And we have a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Hadas. Not to say the Teira Hadas. Anaf Eitz Ovos. So you have to have a kind of branch that has three leaves coming out of it. So the Gemara, Ve'ei Mehidruf. There's another one that had three leaves coming out of it. So the Gemara, Da'achel Ta'achinoya. So Rashi, it has needles. If you hold it, you'll cut yourself. So now I'm asking you. So Be'etzem Hadas could be one of the two. It's dear, Sinishke Darkinoyam. Some of them today, they will manage to, with a Heintike, you could do everything. They will manage to grow the Hidruf without the needles. So you could use it for Hadassi. But then, the Darkinoyam was teaching me when the Torah said Hadassim, she meant Hadassim. So these are Chkiris, Be'etzem, in three different places. And Hadassim Lamed Gimel, then the Gemara also says Darchei Darchei Noyam. So we have the Gemara says Anaf it's obvious. Arei ze Hadas. Frank the Gemara Lamed Gimel Ubeid in Sukkah. Ve'ei Mehidruf. See what Darchei Darchei Noyam. Rashi, some of us the Be'ema. Mavruz is Ayodayim. Mavruz is Ayodayim. It can't be Hebrew. So now the Shaila says it's a Gilui. Or no, could be both. It's a fire. It's a fire. Or it's Eva. Don't burn it. So now this is the shine. The same thing. And Koyfitz. So that is the shine. The Michas Chinuch is already that shine. And Hadas, it's Poshet Lechua. And Hashem meant Hadasi. It's not the pshat. You could take both. And Sreifa and that, and Michas Chinuch clears. Back to our suit. Zok to Reb Elchanan. What is Darkei Noyam? Be'etzem says, if your brother dies for Ben Eloi, do Yibum. He had kids. Now he doesn't have kids, so it took a year. As if he dies without kids, you could do Yibum. He died with kids, and now his kids dead, do Yibum. Ends in Darkei Noyam. So the pshat is, Be'etzem, I have to do Yibum. But Darkei Noyam tells me, don't do Yibum. So Darkei Noyam is doiche the parsha of Yibu. Other name. The Darkei Noyam is not doiche the parsha of Yibu. Darkei Noyam is megale to me, as I state in Rashi in the Pizayin Amud Beis. Ve'ben eloi dekoma rachbone b'sha'as misa. As I say, no, Yud Gimel midas sha'atei ha'nidreshes, is Yud Dalet midas sha'atei ha'nidreshes. So Darkei Noyam is megale to me, Val Hashem is a nice Torah. So explain the Torah in a way that it will sound nice. What is nice? It's not nice that you'll be free and back in. Shemizgada al Bailo. B'mele, Darshan v'ben Elo. So Rebbe Cholon Vassarman, and we have to know this is the Pashtas. I wanted to build the Pashtas and then to go to Bezos Hashem to the next step. Rebbe Cholon Vassarman, boys, that this was the two Terutzim of Tesis, the Pashtas. The first Teretz learns, Nesro is a Din. whether you learn enough in Darkei Noyam or you don't learn enough in Darkei Noyam. Aber it's a din Nesro. The second din Mahalach learns is no Nesro. It's no Chalois Nesro. It's a din Darkei Noyam. And I will explain. If Darkei Noyam is Megale Mipshat in the Torah, like Rashi says, Veben Eloi B'Shas Mise Ke'oma Nesro. Yevomo Yovo Yoleo Kol Yevomo B'Shas Nefilo Yevomo Yovo Yoleo. If later something is Nischadesh, we don't say Yevomo Yovo Yoleo. The Darkei Noyam says Yevomo Yovo Yoleo B'Shas Mise. So even if you have a case that it is Noyam, like I said, you have a Hadassim without needles, you can't take it. Because Darkei Noyam was only to teach me Hashem doesn't mean Hidruf. Hashem means Hadassim. Hashem doesn't mean to burn him in a fire. He means to throw something hot in his mouth. Now that is the pshat. It doesn't make a difference. That person likes this more. It doesn't make a difference. Darkei Noyam is not Din Darkei Noyam. It's a raya. It's a sibe. How to darshan the posuk. To darshan Darkei Noyam that Hanaf Itzovis means Hadassim. Sreifa means Evel. Doesn't mean fire. Scythe means a nice knife, not take a hammer and cut him off. The same thing by us, Zot Rashi Adaf Pizayan, Darkei Noyam, Zot Rashi Hilkach, Veben Eloi, B'Shas Mise Ke'omar. We darshan in the Pasuk. This is called the Darkei Noyam Mezarai. How to darshan the Pasuk? The Torah is Noyam, so we stole the Pshat in the Pasuk, Ben Eloi, B'Shas Mise Ke'omar. Mistomer, when the Torah said, Yevomo Yovo Yolo, B'Shas Nefile Ke'oma. Lefi that, you could do like the first part of this. So you have a Nida, and B'Shas Nefile, she doesn't have a Zikr. Val, all of the Arayas, if the Zikr will come later, it will not be nice. So Darkei Noyam says that it doesn't come back. So now we know that Zikr is only B'Shas Nefile. So even by Nida, Zikr is only B'Shas Nefile. Even by Nida, Zikr is only B'Shas Nefila. Mash'enk in the second Teretz of Teisvus learned that the gather of Darkei Noyam is it's a Sibbe. It's not a Raya. It's a Din B'Noyam. B'Meila it switches. By Nida that it's Noyam, the Zikr, she will wait. Frek Teisvus on himself, Eish esochim shelo yehoyo be'oilomo and frikteses belo yitchem me'ay be'ise. And she was anyway not free. It is Noyam. Frikteses, it's not Noyam. Because ain't the Noyam shetachzu v'tizdakek l'mishen nifter ro'aymenu. But the Yesoid, this is the way Rebel Chonon and Kervitz Ores Alef and Kervitz Ores Vov and both of these places Rebel Chonon was nentzach on poshen that the Yesoid of the second tenets is be'etzim teses is taking yevomets. And the first Teretz taught, Nesro is a halacha, it doesn't have to be shaykhis to Darkei Noyam or not. Maybe we'll learn earlier from somewhere else. Kol Yevomo She'ena Nikoyevo B'Shas Nefilo Yevomo Yavoleo Nesro, she's also a lomis. Yod Darkei Noyam, Nish Darkei Noyam, maybe it's a gilui, maybe even without a gilui, it's a din Nesro. Came the second Teretz and said, no, it's Nesro is Giboit and Darkei Noyam. It's built out from Darkei Noyam. V'horaye, the Gemara said in Afpizayin that the Mokir that Yesh Be'en Loi Bonim Meisu Bonim La'achar Anafilo is Darkei Noyam. The Gemara said Darkei Noyam, it's a parsha from Darkei Noyam. It's a parsha from Darkei Noyam. If it's a parsha from Darkei Noyam, so by Nida that she anyway waits for her husband, it is Noyam. Belo Yitchem Ha'abeset Teisus wanted, and also she'll be Choysov and Iskekes. Why? It is Noyam. She anyway was not free. So the Yesoid of Teisus, now, I want to be Magnish, before we go by, the first in Teisus. So what is the first Teretz hold? The first Teretz holds one of the two. Other he learned that Nesro Bichlal is not learned from Darkei Noyam. Nesro is a separate aloche, kol yevomo that Nesro shorachas Nesro elomis. I have to explain mostly more. And really he has a kasha, and even he has a Teretz. And the second Teretz is Mechadish, you have a mistake. The mocker from Nesro is Darkei Noyam. Like it's Muchach and Daf Peizayim. That the Gemara says that if the kids die later, the Gemara comes to Darkei Noyam. If the Mokir from Nesro is Darkei Noyam, So you have to, and Tesis is positive that Darkinayim is not a raya. Darkinayim is a sibe. The main in a place that is no chisson of Darkinayim, you would have to have yibum. Now, to be madgish, the first teres did not learn like that. And I'm saying again, why the first teres did not learn like that? Other, he learned that Darkinayim is a raya, not a sibe. But more mistabel to say, the first Teretz Poshet learned that Nesra doesn't have Shaykhis to Darkinoyam. Nesra is one aloche, Darkinoyam is the second aloche. So we will go like that. The first Teretz learned Nesra doesn't have Shaykhis to Darkinoyam. Nesra is aloche, kol yevomash Nesra shoachas Nesra elobis. The second Teretz says, no, I see from the Gemara in Daf Pizayin that the Gemara learned it out from Darkinoyam. I want to explain here what Rav Nochum said. Nochum said it a couple places here in the Cheshbon, but I'm saying here is the easiest way to say it. Why the first Teretz didn't learn that Nesra is Giboit and Darkinoya? First, because if you learn Darkinoya, Teis has a kasha, but lo yitchem ha'ay beis, it's Yonoya, Teis has a Teretz. The first Teretz doesn't want to say the Teretz. But Rav Nochum explained more from that. If Nesra, when we learn that Pesayim, the Gemara says Darkinoyam. And the Flamet, she didn't say Darkinoyam, she said Nesra. Why in Pesayim you have to come to Darkinoyam? So the second Teretz learns, Nesra and Darkinoyam, I learned out one from each other, and Taken, the Mokim from Nesra is Darkinoyam. When you don't have Darkinoyam, when it is Noyam, there's no Nesra, and they learn out one from each other. The first Teretz learned, they not learn out from each other. Vehoraye, and before Daf Pesayim, the Gemara never mentioned Darkinoyam. Before Pesayim, the Gemara never mentioned Darkinoyam. Why the Gemara in Daf Pesayim doesn't mention Nesra? Because there is no Nefila. Nesra is only when a Yevama is Nefila Yibum, is Hashem Helvaner, Hashem is Ashtar Boilomoy. But there, the Yeshle Bonim, she's Bichlal not Bishas Nefila. So maybe if she's Bichlal not Bishas Nefila, maybe who said Bichlal passed on Nesra? So Nesra is a Yevomo that is Osu, Erve, Tzoras Erve. Island is that is Nesra. Nesra Shachas, Nesra Elomis. Yeshle Bonim is a Sugi of Darkinoyam. And the second Teretz says, no, everything is one Sugi, Nesra and Darkinoyam is one Sugi. And Bemele, when it's no chisson of Darkinoyam, it's no chisson of Nesra. And we're learning pshat in Darkinoyam, that Darkinoyam is a sibah, not a raya. This is the way Rabbi Chaman and Kovit Zahoris explains pshat in Tesis. Now, Wamamshich Deval with Rabbi Chaman. Wamamshich with Rabbi Chaman. With Rabbi Chaman. Rashi and Daf Pesayim is mefurish that Darkinoyam is not a siba, it's a raya, because Rashi firzais hilkach ben en loy de ka'omar rachmone b'shas nefile. Hilkach ben en loy de ka'omar rachmone b'shas nefile. So if Tesis fears us, if Rashi fears us, ve'ben enloi, hilkach, ben enloi deka'oma rachmona b'shas lefile, Rashi learns that the gather of Darkinoyam is a raya how to darshan the posuk. It's a raya how to darshan the posuk. So how we darshan the posuk? Ve'ben enloi b'shas lefile ke'oma. Now, lefi Rashi, okay, so we know ben enloi b'shas nefile ke'oma. So how we know Nesra? Menachem, how we know Nesra? We know ben enloi b'shas nefile ke'oma. What if he doesn't have a ben, and it's an erve? And then she stops to be an erve. From where we know Nesra? Lefi Rashi. From where we know Nesra? Yeah, from where we know Nesra? Where do we know this? I didn't ask what page. What mokar? What is the mokar for this? What? What again? Lefi Teis, we're going now, we forget about the first Teretz of Teis. We're holding now the second Teretz of Teis. Tesis is mechadesh dan Nesra and Darkinoya. Everything is learned out from Darkinoya. Our Torah is a nice Torah. Everything that is not nice doesn't happen. The main Tesis learns that it's a new din. We have Parshas Yibum and we need to be Noya. And when it's Noya, we do the Torah. When it's not Noya, we push it off. The Torah has to be Noya. The main Ben Nesra is no Parshas Yibum because it's not Noya. If the kids die later, it's not Noya. It's a Tesis. But in the case that it's nice, we'll be Yibum. The Yibum Parsha stays the same Parsha. Just every time we feel tzach with Noyam or with not Noyam. As you don't Noyam, we do the Yibum. When it's not Noyam, we don't do it. Tesis is Mechadesh that neither is a Noyam, because Lebailo Gamke Tzricho Lahantim, Memele it's Noyam. Lebailo Gamke Tzricho Lahantim, Memele it's Noyam. That's what's like Tesis. Lebailo Gamke Tzricho Lahantim, Memele it's Noyam. Rashi, okay, we're going with Rebbe Cholam. Rashi in the Pesayin says not that it's a sibo, it's a semen. It's a way how to darshan the posuk. Hidruf, it's not a dasi. Now, forever. Doesn't make a difference, yes, needle, not needles. Sreife doesn't mean fire, means eva. Side means a knife, doesn't mean a hammer. Here also, ben enloi doesn't mean if he doesn't have kids, because then it's not noyam. Darkinoyam will teach me what Hashem said, ben enloi, b'shas misik roma. It's teaching me pshat and ben ele b'shas misik roma. This is the gabi if the kids die later. So I took the pasuk of ben enloi and I said, not stam ben enloi now. Ki yeshu achi miyachdu v'meis, v'ben enloi then. I could read, ki yeshu achi miyachdu v'meis, and ben enloi now, do yibum. No, yeshu achi v'meis, v'ben enloi, when he was meis, then do yibum. This is the way the Darkinoyam taught us how to read the Torah. Now, okay, so that is good. If the kids die later, no. Hashem said the kids die then. Now, what happens if my brother is married to my wife's sister? That is no yibum, baleo. And now my wife dies. So how did Darkinoyam now will tell me not to do yibum? Yes, how did Darkinoyam will tell me now not to do yibum? What b'shas misa? Ben Eloi? What nesu? So, what pasu? Again, Darkinoyam is not a svarim. Darkinoyam is a taich, Pirush Rashi. So on Ben Enloi, the Pirush Rashi was not Ben Enloi now. Ben Enloi. What posu? Achisisha what? They don't marry Achisisha. So one of the two. One of the two. The Kiryas Sefer says the Firashi will darshan the posu kaze. Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdo. Remez. Yevomo Yovo Yoleo Miyat. Yes, miyad. If not, not. Like Yeshu Achim Yachdo v'Ben Enloi b'Shas Misa, Yevomo Yovo Yoleo Miyat. Mister Shvach. I can understand Pirush Amilis. Yeshu Achim Yachdo v'Ben Enloi when 12 o'clock. Then do yibum. So I'm having a pshat at Ben Enloi. Yeshu Achim Yachdo v'Meis v'Ben Enloi Yevomo Yovo Yoleo. So I'm explaining only then. I can hear, but it's not mamash pshat in the pasuk. Hadassim anaf eats obvious. I know Hashem meant this kind of vegetable, this kind of grass, this kind of what Hashem meant fire. He didn't mean fire that burns. He meant fire that you throw in. I'm explaining pirush amilas. Here, I'm not explaining. I'm just saying that Hashem only wants it then. But as I said, the mabit and the kiyas sefer. So the firashi, the same way we darshan the ben eloi b'shas misa, we will darshan yevom yovelah b'shas misa. This is one way. Reb Nachum said we could say better taken. Nesro is taken no shaykhis to Darkinoyam. Nesro is a svore kol yevomo shebashas nefilo. She's Nesro. Nesro ilonis. This is daf lamed. We never mentioned Darkinoyam. Now, when a person has kids, so she's bichlal not in the parsha of Yibum, so b'meil is not shaykh to Nesro because she was bichlal not in the parsha. Aber es nun drosche, dann kenne wir ben ele mich as misik und mad de yibum is mad mischadish. So I want this to be very close because these are two main drochim that Reb Nochim was miyase bedas Rashi and this. Stay. We're going now the vile again. The vile lefir Rebel Chomer. The tesis teretz and the second teretz is that Nesra and Darkinoyam are one. And the Gemara really means Darkenayim and Daflamed, and she means Nesro and Dafbezayin. It's one. This is the Aleph in Thesis. And Thesis explains Darkenayim is not a way to Darshan. It's a Deen. It's a Sima. I have to feel so I have to be a nice person. I have to be a nice person. And if Lu Yitzuyer, it's nice, so the Zika could come back. By Nido, she anyway waits for her husband, it's nice. But Lahidchim by a base, it tastes that it's nice, it could come back. So Thesis, it's not nice. This is Shittas of Thesis. So Thesis Be'etzim is Boit and two Chidushim. One Chidush that Nesro and Darkenayim are one. And B, that the Darkenayim is a reason, it's not a Derech of a Drosha. And if the Darkenayim changes, it changes. Rashi is Choyle, could be in both. First, Rashi is Mefurish in Daf Pezayin, the Darkenayim is not a Siba. Rashi is Mefurish in Daf Pezayin, the Darkenayim is a way how to darshan the Posuk, Hilkach veben enloi b'shas misa ke'oma. So b'meile, even by it never changes. Now we could say in Rashi that also in Esro he learned that it's Gibbot and Darkenayim, and it's also because it's not Nayam, it's teaching me Yevomo Yavoyaleo b'shas nefile ke'oma, and later not. Other Rashi will learn Nesro is taka a different Bismedrash. It's not mitzad Darkenayim, it's not a din. Kol Yevomo sh'nesro sh'achas Nesro elomis. Yesh lebonim, you can't come to Nesro because it was no nefile. So he's a new din of Darkenayim, but Rashi is cholik and Deisus. Klo? No.
Have a
right
when
you make
a dash
in
the
cruise.
Don't have a
dash. So who told Rashi a dash? Maybe it's only a sima. Now, after this is closed, so Rav Nochem Firdois, and that is Poshet, that Lefi Rashi is two reasons why he's not learning like Thesis and Nida. First, because Rashi learns it's a gilui at the Pasuk. So we don't measure every place if it's yen noyam or not noyam, lebay legam kin ruyam. It's out, it's out! And another reason, because if we're saying Nesro is anyway not darken noyam, Nesro is aloha bifne asmoi, so for sure Nesro is even by Nida. So for two reasons, Rashi cannot be like this. So this is Rebbe Chol, Rebbe Chol asks on himself, kushyes atzumis, benerois adiz mehalchi. But again, you have to know this was the derech we learned alamol al pira b'cholam yevomes lefi tesis darkenayim in the second derech Nesro and darkenayim is one. And when it becomes noyam, it's no Nesro, it's no chisor and darkenayim. It's a siba. It's one and it's a siba. Lefi Rashi, it's a raya. And other, we learn like the Kiyas Sefer that it's a raya, and also Nesro, it's a raya to darshan the Nesro. If Rashi learns that Nesro and Darkenayim is the same sugya, or Rashi learns that two sugyas, Nesro tak is tamadin, and then for sure it doesn't change. Darkenayim is a raya, and it also doesn't change. Till here, it's clone. Reb Nochem said he has a little Tosefes. Again, I'm going the vibe in the Rebbe Cholom before we started to change the suit. What is the... A person had kids, he died, and then the kids die. So the Gemara says it's not noyam to do yid, right? It's not noyam to do yid. Why it's not noyam to do yid? So Taisa says, why it's not noyam? She'ein ze darki noyam... She was out, now she's back in. It's not noyam. Richtig? Zogt Reb Nochem, Rashi and Daf Pezayin Amud Beis says a different reason why it's not noyam. Open Pezayin Amud Beis. See, look at Rashi Pezayin Amud Beis. Rashi says a new chisol. We won't say it if he takes. Why it's not noyam? Ein ze noyam shetachzum et izdak. Not nice. And the main taste as the kasha, Elohim had base, Sion noyam. Hey, it's a dark noyam, Shadan is on a session lifter, Amenu. Rashi says a different. Vezusha oil and ben, Veleniski, Goleibu, Venisas Lashuk, Vemes Bno, אם תוימר תחלויץ, הרי היא מסגנו על בילו. Rashi doesn't have a problem, she'll be back in. She was out, now she's in. No chisona darkinai. So Rashi is a different problem. You told her she's out, so she went to get married. You tell her husband, now one second, this marriage has to stop because the ex-husband's kids died and there's a brother there, so a stranger comes and starts to take off her shoe. The husband feels that we know ishish. She belongs to her husband. So in unsere Teire, if she has to do chalitza when she's under her husband, this is the gresbe gmai, it's a nishken darkinoya. Zog dem noch, im steht in Rashi Aleph, Rashi was not masking the Teisves to the chisoron of darkinoya, she'ein ze noyam she'tachzu v'tizdak. That didn't bother Rashi. The waiting was bichlal not a problem in Rashi. The chisoron of darkinoyam of Rashi was if she's allowed to get married, and now you stop her to get married, but it's not a chisoron. The problem is if she's allowed to get married, then she will get married, and then she'll be chosel v'niskekes lechalitze. Ein ze darkinoyam shemizgana al bailo. Now, first is the order here, stam b'pshat. Why she's chayin b'chalitze? If she's married already, she's a ishesish. It could be the helve of the ishesish, man. It could be the helve of the ishesish. It's mafkiya the zika. Nish does a posha that if someone is married, it could be zika. We'll see later in the beginning of Perek Sheni. Rashi says, what would be the case? Not darkei noyam. If she didn't get married, and now she has to get, if she got married, she's lost. The elder of the ishesish is mafkiya the ibum, even if the kids will die. Rashi is mashma, even if the kids will die and she's married, she will fall, she will need a chalitza. It's not noyam if she will need a chalitza. You could have argued on Rashi that mechateza she will need a chalitza bichla. Mechateza she will need a chalitza b'chai gavne. Mechateza someone will need chalitza. Rashi learns that she will need a chalitza. But that is a red bifnei atzmo. We have to remember this Rashi, that even if she's married and she's a ishesish, she might have needs a chalitza. Achidush God. Achidush God in Rashi. Same. However, let me listen to that chidush in Rashi for a second. Let me listen to that chidush in Rashi. However, Rashi learns that the chisoron of darkinoyam that we said, b'yesh le'ibonim v'meisim, שאין זה דרכימיהם שתחזו ותזדק איתו, לא שאין זה דרכימיהם שמטורים וחולצס מסגנו על בילו. So Rashi בכלל didn't have that חיסון of דרכימיהם. אמינות. אז זה ישתית עם Rashi. חיסון דרכימיהם is that she's married in that case, אבל לא יוצא she's not married, there's no חיסון. Said first. So this is the reason Rashi has to learn that it's a raya and not a siba. What if she didn't get married? So it's a bizarre for Rashi or not? What? See, if she didn't get married, so chisoron darkinoyam or not? Lefi Rashi, what is the chisoron darkinoyam? What? What is the chisoron lefi Rashi? If she got married, she's under her husband, and now someone comes to take off his shoe. If she never got married, there's no problem. Nope. So in the case that the kids died later, do you? The feed tastes that we, if it's noyam, we do it. If it's not noyam, we don't do it. We play with it. So Rashi cannot learn that you play. The feed tastes is not a problem. Even if she's not married, ain't the dark noyam she tachzav et dizdakik lemishen yisteroy menu. So she was ois. Now she's in. So Tesis could learn that Darkinoyam, at least in that Pizayim, is a Siba. But the way Rashi is Mazdu Darkinoyam, that when she gets married and someone pulls off her shoe, it's not nice. But if she didn't get married, Lefi Rashi is no Chisona Darkinoyam. So if Rashi would learn Siba, it will not work. So Rashi had to learn Al Kolchoch that it's a Raya. The same thing, Ben Esro. She's not getting married to no one. So where is the chisoron of darkinoya? So Taisa says, "Ein ze darkinoya shetachzav v'dizdaki b'zeh sheniftaro emenu." But Rashi can't learn like that. So Rashi had to learn again, that it's a raya that Yevoma Yovel Yaleo B'Shas Nefile. Only to learn that Nesra is a different Barsha. So there's another reason why Rashi cannot learn like Tesis. Not only that Rashi cannot learn like Tesis, it's not because Rashi learned that it's a raya and Tesis learned that it's a Siva. Rashi's reason will not fit when she did not get married, and will not fit in Nesra Belayitchem Ayibesa. So Rashi has to learn that it's a reason, and Rashi has to learn that Nesra is a Hanere Parsha. This is the Amonas Advorim again, and the Beis Medrash of Rebbe Elchanan. So again, so in the Beis Medrash, I want to mention, because here we started to say different. And the Beis Medrash of Rebbe Elchanan, Lefitesis in the second Teretz, Nesra and Darkinoyam, I learn out one from each other, it's the same Gemara, and it's a Siba. And every time when the Siba doesn't exist, there's no Chisalon of Nesra. Le'umas then, Rashi we said, Darkinoyam, it's a Raya. By Nesra also could be it's a Raya, Yevoma B'Shas Nefilo, or the Nesra is a Andere Aloche. And we made it, Rashi can never answer like Tesis, then it will change. Because it doesn't make a difference, Rashi will have to learn the first time. And we added that Baal Rashi learns that the reason is Bichlal that Shein's the Darkinoyam Shetachzu V'Dizdakik, the Darkinoyam is Shemizgan Al Bailo, if you will not learn that it's a Raya, so every time when the kids die later, do Yibut Aleph, and also Benesra, Belayitchem Ha'Beseh, she never married someone else, what will be B'chai Yavne? The tenets is Rashi learns that it's a Raya, and Rashi learns that Nesra is under a Parsha. Till here, it's glad. Comes Rebbe Elchanan, and Zogt Rebbe Elchanan, it's a pele, it can be. And we'll tell at least three starke kashas, why it can be, like Rebbe Elchanan is very pshat in Tesis. One reason is that like Rebbe Elchanan, we know, we learned it already, Keseda, that Tzoras Elve is Osur Afilu Benefilo Shmi. Right? Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Reuben dies. Reuben was married to Shimon's daughter. Shimon can't do Yibum. Levi does Yibum. Not to the Brito, to the Tzora. Levi dies. Shimon can't do Yibum to the Tzora. She was Nesra. What is the Chisson of Darkinoyam here? What is the chisod of Darkinoya? In the Nunafile, she has a reason to do evil. Why it's not Darkinoya that she'll be Nizdakik now? Hey, why is not a Darkinoya she talks about Nizdakik? Why is not a Darkinoya? What do you say? Maybe the Shem Tzor HaSel stays. So the Belchon, okay, I'm asking in the case of two brothers married two sisters. Reuben and Shimon married the sisters. Reuben dies. Shimon can't do Yibum. So Levi does Yibum. Now Shimon's wife dies. Now Levi dies. What is the problem? You write that yesterday he was not allowed to do Yibum. But she's not the Pashtus Chizeres Venizkekes. Now she's Chizeres Venizkekes as Levi. Even if we'll say that you may have a major Shruven. Oh, we'll see the Rebbe Elchanan inside. Look at the Rebbe Elchanan inside. But the physics, Simon Aleph or his daughter. My time of Ptura Benefilo Shnia, the awesome and Shaykh Klal time in the Darkinoyam came on the Nefilo Chadosho. Frek Rebbe Elchanan on himself. If Lefites, we're learning Pshat and Darkinoyam that it's a Siba, and when the Siba switches, it switches. And this is the way we learn it. The Siba switches, we switch. The Behotzoras Erbe Asur Benefil Shnir Yeshloim Amishud Mokim Erbe Kaimen is like a Bitoi. Mikol Makoi. הקל ואיצר לתאים את הנסרו איך לדער בעצמו הותרו כגוין באחריס אישתו ישמי זה אישתו ובחגב נפוק עשים הספטור גם מהצורו מכל מוקים מהצורו אסור גם מנפיל השניו ועל כוח הוא מטעם דנסרו שואחס פרק דרבל חונו If the lomdus is that Nesro is banded with Darki Noyam, and when it's Noyam, Taisfa says things are okay. Every Nefila Shniya is okay. Well, you're right that she was also Nefila Rishayna. You know, your brother dies also when she was alive, also I couldn't take her. Oh, but now is a fresh reason, and she doesn't feel strange. What? But if it tastes as we said it, Darkinayam switches. Et kezadavar Nesro if it tastes. Nesro means Darkinayam be a nice yid. And if it's nice, do it. Nido. It's nice, do it. We don't say Keshazach Shiyash Leboni. But we don't say Keshazach Shiyash Leboni. Right? We don't say Keshazach Shiyash Leboni. We don't say Keshazach Shiyash Leboni. So why we can't do evil? Again, I know some could have maybe said, but the Maisa, after the first Nefila, she saw this person and she said no to him, and now it's yes. You could argue, someone came the whole morning to argue with me the whole time, that he doesn't understand Rabbi Chanan's kasha. What? He also doesn't understand it. Rabbi Chanan is different. Simple. We want to know what is the hemis. We have to know if the kasha, we're going to say a noob shot in Taisus. All the years the Welt gelernt, as Avi Rabbi Chanan, that Taisus means that Nesra and Darkinayam is one and it's totally Hobeha, and when it's Noyam, it's okay. Just Alamor, it's not Noyam. Frank Rebel Cholon, was mit Nefila Shniya? Was mit Nefila Shniya? Mit Nefila Shniya, it is Noyam. And if mit Nefila Shniya, it is Noyam, let it be Yibu. Rebel Cholon is Meram as you another Kasha. Eishes Ochim Shelo Yehoyo Be'oi Lomri. You don't do Yibu. You don't do Yibu. But if you feel a Shnia, you also don't do Yibu. Right? But if you feel a Shnia, you don't do Yibu also. Rabbi Chanan learns in Yevomis that the reason you don't do Yibu is because Nesra. Right, Rebbe Chonon, you have a case of Shaloi Hoyo Ba'ilomo, and Rabbi Kiveinger speaks it out. I'll tell you the case. Reuven, Shimon, Reuven dies. Shimon does Yibu, and now Levi is born. And Shimon dies. Rabbanon hold, you don't do Yibu, right? This lady once felt that she's not allowed to marry Levi. May Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies. Shimon does Yibu. Then Levi is born. Now Shimon dies. Why Shimon can't do it? Again, it's not Nesro. If we learn that it's an Elvedike Ishazach, but Rebel Cholon, Leshitosu and Yevomis doesn't learn like Reb Nochem that it's a different Ishazach. Reb Nochem said the reason in the Filo Shnir you can't because it was Nesro. This lady was a Nesro. But now it's not Nesro. Be'etzim it's Noyam. If Nesro is a Nuzach, a late Eishesach that became also once, stays also forever, it's Elvedike. But if we learn the Be'etzim, there's no Musik of Elvedike Eishesach. So again, these are two kashas, the Cheshman, both of them look, Rebel Chonon, Simen Aleph, or Yisdalet. He asks both kashas. And again, like I said, could be both kashas alone, we could answer. Mikol Mokrim, Akati, the second half of the Oizdale. Akati, Itzach Letayme de Nesro, Heiche de Ervo, Atzma Hutro, Kim Bachis Ishte Shemeis, Chagam de Poka Sima Saptu, Mikol Mokrim Atzora Asru, Gam de Filo Shnio, Valkohu Mitam de Nesro Shoachas, Chem Eishtom Shoem, Elom El Rav Shimon de Shor Vimus Emnoilam, Mikol Mokrim Benoilam, Vachar Kach Ibem, Moin Rav Shimon de Asuro, Mitam de Nesro Shoachas. אם הטעם משום דרכי נויים, הרי הטעם הזה הנה שייך אלו בריסו נפילו עצמו, ולא עם הנפילו החדוש. So how we could learn that דרכי נויים is a reason? פרק רבל חומר בשלו היו בו אילומוי בצור עשר ובנפיל השניו לחאור דיר you don't have a problem of דרכי נויים. And we said that we have to come to Nesra. That was the way we were learning Yevamos, that you have to come to Nesra. Again, if we don't have to come to Nesra, so we don't have a kasha. But if we have to come to Nesra, Frank Rebel Cholan, the Fitaisus, is no chisaron of Nesra. And the third kasha, Reb Nochem Gifrei. When you see the Gemara in Pesayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says, not only, it's interesting, the Gemara. Not only that if the Yevama, the kids die later, she doesn't do Yibum, also if the kids die, she can't eat Truma. There's two halachas that we learn out, if the kids die. One halacha we learn if the kids die, you can't do Yibum, because Ben Eloi B'Shas Misa Kerama, and another halacha is, the halacha is, that a Bas Koyen, she gets married, if she doesn't have kids, she goes back to Beis Aviyah. But if she has kids, so she can't. Zog the Gemara, what do you mean if the kids die? So if they die in Bechaye, but if they die later, she already can't. Zog the Gemara, Azevi Be'ibum, Azevi Be'ibum, also Meisim Kechaye, here also Meisim Kechaye. If it's a halacha that we darshan to Ben Eloi b'shas misika omar, so not only legabe yibum Ben Eloi b'shas misika omar, also legabe truma Ben Eloi b'shas misika omar. But if it's no drosha, no, it's a din darchi noyam, legabe truma is no shaykhis to darchi noyam. Legabe truma is no shaykhis to darchi noyam. Again, the Gemara says the same way for Ben Eloi b'shas misika omar. So the male, if the kids die later, is no yibum. Truma is also told if the kids were alive b'shas the husband died or not. Frank Reb Nochem, if it's a drosha, it's a giluyan Ben Eloi. So it's also a giluyan the Ben Eloi from truma. But if it's a din darkei noyam, and Taisa says that the din darkei noyam could switch. So if it's a din darkei noyam. And truma that is no shaykhis, not asur, muter asur. So the chura da halacha doesn't have to change. So these are the three questions that we have, the three ha'oris. If we want to learn kipshuta like Rebel Chano, and if it takes us as no drosh, it's a din darki noyam, and Nesra is a din darki noyam, and everything is darki noyam. And when it's noyam, you do the mitzvah, when it's not noyam, you don't do the mitzvah. And this is the reason that you can't do Nesra Shoachas, it's not noyam shetach, so it is darkei, even belohitcha mehabese, and this is the reason when the kids die, it's not noyam. Aber benido, shegan lebailo tzorch layamdin, it's noyam. We have three kashas. Lechura, evi nefila shniyo, is no chisor of noyam, because alamo you mizdakek again. Shalaya ba'ilomoy, is no chisor of noyam, because you mizdakek again. And in truma, is no chisor of noyam. Mikoyach, these three kashas, comes Reb Nochem and says, Teisves also learns that it's a drosha. Teisves doesn't learn that it's a sibba. This is very, very schwer. Baruch Hashem, Yom Rishon will explain them out. I'm not sure.